We are coming together at this time to share messages for your benefit and your benefit only. We want you to understand the dynamics presented before you at this time. At this time, it is crucial for you to understand the dynamics presented to you to make your choices more effective. With greater understanding of the dynamics that exist today, many of you up until this point have not understood who you are, how you're connected, and what your place in the world is in relationship to the world itself. The purpose of these channelings is to understand who you are in relationship to who you are in the world, each other, and how also to operate more effectively. When you understand the dynamics more fully, you can make better decisions. Up until this time, much of the information you have received has been askewed by those who wish to influence you in other directions. Let's just say, disempower you so you don't know how powerful you are and cannot connect to the power that makes you so. So they confuse you and they let you go astray. As you've been wandering all this time, you end up going farther and farther away from the source because you have lost your way. They have clouded your vision, understanding, purpose, and direction. Because you have been operating in the dark for so long and you have been misinformed in so many ways for so long, we are here at this point to be able to explain to you the real truth of the circumstances so you can make a better, more informed choice going forward. There has been so much misinformation, and you have been so lost and so ill-influenced that we don't blame you for not having clarity. We are here now to provide that clarity so you will understand better, so you can make a better choice. Much of your problems up until this date have been due to the unevolved who have influenced you and made you think wrongly of your source as well as yourself. So you become disengaged in what is the truth. You end up then not knowing any better and then are subject to making choices based on misinformation and confusion. We do not blame you or hold you accountable for making mistakes, wrong choices, when being misinformed and manipulated. Much of your world has been manipulated up until this point. Now that we have the heavens beginning to emerge on Earth, you will have insights that you have never received before. Direct communications such as this will become more frequent. You will have us to rely on in a much more deeper and profound way than before. We are here en masse to serve and help evolve mankind forward so all of you may participate and evolve at this time to receive the highest and best for all concerned. We are concerned about each and every one of you. This is not about choosing the good or the bad. This is about choosing all, welcoming all, and preferring, hoping that all will choose this path together. We realize you may take different steps forward at different times, but the point is you move forward and you choose the best path, which is to evolve and join us so all can participate in the blessings that life have in store for you by being connected with your source. All those who have chosen to interrupt and negatively influence your choices to date have been dealt with in one way or another. They are no longer influencing you to the degree they did in the past. However, the damage they have done to date has been so severe that you are confused. You don't know what is right and what is wrong because you've heard so many conflicting stories. God, for example, has been maligned often. He has been confused and accused of being a punishing God, and that is not the intent. As you have today, social media that can influence others with someone making an unkind remark, and that unkind remark gets passed on to others. Although a bit more rapidly at this point than maybe thousands of years ago, but it remains the same. Someone has a negative thought, a judgment, or a malintent, and decides to share that with others, and the gossip begins, and that snowballs into group consciousness believing something is true. What is true is this: God is here with open arms, ready, willing, and able to embrace each one of you, no matter what mistake you believe you made ever. No matter how guilty you find yourself, it doesn't matter at the moment. What matters at the moment is that you have the opportunity to fall into embrace, be loved, cherished, forgiven, and included in the wonderful plans we have ahead. Many of you are stuck. You are stuck resisting new ideas because of your attachments to so many things that you've been told in the past. Your programming runs deep. So deep, I might add, it could take dynamite to break it free. That being said, however, it won't take that much if you turn it over and allow God to embrace you and take it away. He sits there in wait with open arms, ready to love you and share with you all that he has to offer. It doesn't matter what religion you've been brought up with. It doesn't matter if you haven't had a religion. It doesn't matter if you walked away from a religion. It doesn't matter if you call God someone else's name. It doesn't matter if you call God by another name. What matters is that you choose to come back home, join with us in the most glorious time imaginable. This is a golden opportunity. We hope that you take it and that you join us. You have been hurt enough. You have been floundering enough. You have been suffering enough. Should you desire to let go of your suffering, to be relieved of your pain, anxiety, doubt, fear, and confusion, you can join us. You can go back to the source, which you find access to through your heart. Return there and stay there. Love yourself. Know that you are well loved and that this is a fresh beginning for all. There needs to be no one left out at this time. You are all welcome. We invite you all into the fold. We await you with open arms. We all wish to embrace you. We all wish to love you and allow you to actually experience that love rather than have us love you from afar and watch you suffer. Your suffering can be over in a moment, in the blink of an eye, should you allow it. We hope that you allow it. As the more of you allow it, the more will open up to it and the possibilities that it presents to you at this time. Some of you will remain stuck enough to not move forward, and I would hate to see that happen. None of us want to see that happen. None of us want to leave you behind. We want you with us so you all can experience heaven on earth, which is your divine right.